Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Welcome along to the podcast from Monday, the brand new week. The week of Damien, Jade. Can we say that? The week of Damien.
We can.
Well, okay, yeah. This is because you guys are ossifying me. Ossification.
Yeah.
Turning me into a fair dinkum.
I mean, you don't mind a bit of look at me, look at me, look at me now all this week. We really will be looking at
That's right. And well, laughing.
You can't miss me because currently I'm wearing a full Australian outfit, including some sort of weird, I don't know.
Troll hair.
Troll
like,
hair.
Like a troll doll, like an Australian troll doll.
Mm, you do. You know what you do look?
What?
Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
But you are the spit of any guy.
Yep.
In their early 20s at Belmore Basin on Australia Day.
You seriously are. You are either at Belmore Basin right now or in the back of North Gong there.
Oh, you're hanging out the back in the sun.
I thought you were going to say in the back of a paddy wagon.
You should be there. You probably will end up in there by the end of Australia Day.
You know, it's funny. You guys got me dressed up like this. You gave me a fake tan and all the rest to ossify me. I've never seen either of you dressed like this in all the time I've known you. I'm starting to see some cracks in this this arrangement.
You only started like what the end of last year. You missed last Australia.
Oh, no, true. Okay, okay. No, you got me there. Yeah, no.
You missed all of the action of Jade with as super Aussie. She wore an Australian flag as a cape,
so she was a super Aussie girl.
Really?
Yeah, did. And I had like those little Australia tattoos. Like,
Oh, you did all that. Yeah. Okay.
I had nothing but Australian flag on the budgie smugglers.
Oh, is that it?
That's
all you wore.
Well, at all?
No. He's been asked never to wear that again.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I'm not surprised.
You did end up in the paddy wagon.
Yeah.
Make kids cry. So,
mate, that is why you have got what you've got on, and we're not taking part. And you're the Australian Day Ambassador
That's
for the Illawarra.
And we're here to help you. That's what we do. Well, we're a team.
You're such a caring bunch. That's all I can say. A caring, caring bunch.
Well, we care to make you look like an idiot.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do.
Success. Tick.
Yay. Mission accomplished.
Holy mother crikey.
As Wave FM counts down to Australia Day, this is Damien's ossification.
What do you reckon?
Look, Damien has just walked back into the studio and he is a changed man. Now, if you missed it, this time next week, you'll be gearing up to take on your role as Wollongong's Australia Day Ambassador.
That is right.
It's a very prestigious role. As I said earlier, surprised that I'm born and bred Wollongong, been here for 40 years, haven't been asked yet. And you have. You've been here 4 months.
It's who you know.
Clearly. They rang you and said, Damien, can you be our Australia Day Ambassador? And I was like, good on you, mate. I'm proud of you. One big problem, though. You're Irish.
Irish. Got a strange accent.
Yeah, that's right.
Strange accent. And... well,
pasty white.
That's right. So we thought all this week we would help you out and we will get you as Aussie as we could. So when you are the Australia Day Ambassador, people go, oh, yeah, right. He has morphed into an Australian. He definitely deserves that role. And so we thought we'd start with the most obvious, which is the fact that you are the whitest man that's ever lived.
Yeah,
and
well, that's right.
Narelle
from
Coco Chinas gave you your first ever spray tan. So how are you feeling now, Kamal?
You know what? I'm feeling pretty good. It's starting to settle in. I think she even gave me some abs as well.
She
accentuated the ab area just to kind of put an extra thick layer just in there.
Show us. Have you got like a tan line?
I've got a tan line. Check. There's a...
A slight tan line.
Oh, God, he's still white.
Can you come back in and help us out again?
It settles in.
Yeah.
She says it has to settle in. But I got to say, I looked at myself in the mirror and went, who's that gorgeous looking guy looking back at me?
Oh, please.
First time he's had a tan line in 45 years.
That's right. All right, I'm raring to go.
Good news. We've got another surprise for you, though.
Yeah, that's right. So you got the tan, but that's just the base.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, it's not just the tan that will make you Australian.
What are you doing now? You're dyeing my hair or something?
No. Your hair's okay, but it's what goes on top of the tan that does make a difference. So we thought we'd get rid of that outfit and get you into something that's much more fair dinkum.
Every Australian has a uniform. And when you think of that uniform, you think a few things.
Okay.
Everybody wears a pair of shorts.
That's right. Boardies. They're known as. Boardies.
Have a look at them.
They're gorgeous.
Get your jeans off.
Pants off.
Come
on. Jeez. Time's money.
There's no.
Come on, just get your pants off.
Now, these boardies,
It's a cold Monday morning.
I told you, it's freezing around here.
These are beautiful. These are very Australian. They're very colourful, which is a must have. They've got little koalas
on
them.
Oh, my God.
They're like pineapples.
They're like pajamas.
All right. Good man.
So there you go. Stuff, some Aussie boys.
All right, okay. Yeah, I like it. I like
the other thing that every Aussie male wears.
Oh yeah,
is some. True blue dinky die Aussie singlet.
Come on.
It's all part of the uniform. You can't have an Australian day.
I haven't seen either of you guys wear this.
Get your shirt off.
Get your shirt off,
get
mate.
Get your shirt off and wear your Aussie singlet.
All right.
Oh, hey. Have a look at that.
You did paint some abs on.
That's a musician's body if I've ever seen one.
Oh, stop off. All right, all right.
There you go. Oh, nice, nice.
Hey, all right, all right. How's that look?
He's missing something. Don't you think he's missing something, Jane?
He's missing a few things. Okay,
I think I'm done, guys.
No.
You got those really ugly white feet.
Oh, that's right. They'll tan up because the tan takes a while. But you can't be an Australian without your very own pair of pluggers.
Look at your pluggers.
Oh my God!
Get them on your feet,
there
big
you
fella.
Go, Damo.
This is ridiculous.
Put them on,
mate. We just want you to look the part because we don't want you to turn up as Australian Dave Ambassador and people tease you. Because
I'll get arrested wearing clothes like this.
No.
I think there's one thing missing again, Jay, don't you think?
There really is.
Oh, is there?
You don't need to worry about your hair, what colour it is, because...
All right. What do you got? Oh, God.
We've got you, your very own Australia Day wig.
Well, oh, come on.
Get it on your head.
Put it on.
This is like YMCA. It's like the village people, an Australian village people.
It's an Australian uniform.
He really feels like he's going to be out of place, but come Australia Day, you're going to look like everyone else in the Illawarra.
Yes, as well, you can laugh. Look at me.
Now, the thing is, Damien, you've got this outfit on now, but because this is a week-long process, because Australia Day is not till next Tuesday, you need to keep that outfit on for the whole week.
I'm not wearing this for the whole week.
You've got to wear it for the entire week.
For the whole week.
Like they say, build it and they will
come. I'm serious. I'll get arrested wearing this.
No, you won't, man. You clearly have not spent Australia Day in Wollongong because that's exactly what everyone wears.
He looks an absolute twit.
The state of me. Jeez.
You got to wear this all week.
That is the deal. You must wear this to work every day. You must wear this uniform to work. This is now your Australia Day uniform to become Australian, right?
I like how it's become the deal. I didn't even know about this walking in this bar, and suddenly I'm in agreement with this.
Means nothing.
You have to be.
I'm up for anything. I'll do it.
Welcome to the Aussification of Damien Leith.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Got a new car on the weekend.
Did you know?
A new old car.
It doesn't matter.
Well, see, my husband, his car, when we went and did Footsteps of the Fireys just before your time, his car got stolen while we were away.
Oh, that's right.
His car actually got stolen.
Yeah, it got stolen. And so since then, we haven't really replaced it. But now we've got the fourth child on the way, we need more car seats.
Well, that's fair enough. Fair enough.
So he found a bargain. It was down in Queanbeyan. On the border of Canberra there. And he's like, right, we're going on a road trip. Let's go. Everyone get in the car.
I like his style.
So we jumped in the car and we headed down there on Friday afternoon and found some last minute accommodation. So that was all very good. We were doing a lot of sing-alongs in the car, which
was
fun.
As you do.
Yep. There weren't many tears. So it was a good road trip all in all. We got to the caravan park and we went to check in. And you just were over it. After 3.5 hours with the kids, everyone wants to get out. They'd seen the pool on the way in. Let's go for a swim.
I hate long drives.
So we got out of the car, got into the cabin, and then we were unpacking our stuff. And first, my daughter, Alani, her face, when she got into the cabin, it was a bit of 80s fever, I must admit. It was cheap, but it was $90 for the night.
All right.
And then we got in there.
$90 for how many people?
For five.
Five people.
But it was like
And it included the three people that had been murdered in the cabin.
Yeah, that's right.
There was
an outline of a body on the floor, but I thought it was part of the decoration.
Because $90 is pretty.
And it was a one room cabin. But I thought, you know what? One night we're going to stay there for a couple of hours.
Wow.
The teenager was not impressed. And then when she discovered that there were only four beds, she was even less impressed.
Oh, jeez.
She's like, Mum, there's not even enough beds.
She was on the couch.
There wasn't a couch.
No
room for the couch in the bunker. But I had to go, there's meant to be five beds. So I rang back up to the reception. I said, look, we've got five people. There's not enough beds. She's like, we've got no more of those cabins left. Look, I'll have to upgrade you. I'll upgrade you to the deluxe two-bedroom cabin. And I was like, oh,
two-bedroom for five of us. All right.
No, that's right. We're living the big life now. Yeah, kids, no, that's all right. Get back in the car. Let's go. And she goes, there's $2. There's a trundle in the kids' room. And then you'll even have a queen bed, some more room for you. And I went, thank you very much. Got up there and we unpacked. And my teenager was like, Alani's just like, this is more like it, Mum. This is more like it. Went into the room and then she went into the kids' room because the kids just want to go and claim their bed straight away. And she's like, Mum, there's no trundle under here. There's still only four beds.
Still, this is scandalous.
And I was like, ran back down to reception. Amy, there's only four beds. And she's like, oh, really? There's no trundle? No. Okay, let me have a look.
Did you say, Amy, this is a bloody disgrace?
I'm going to have to upgrade you again to the super deluxe. I was like, this is fantastic. And she's upgrading me for free, mind you. So I ran back, everyone, no one unpack, no one touch anything. We're going to the next room. Too late. When the three-year-old was already on the toilet.
Oh, no.
When you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah, it's got to be done. That's it.
I was like, it's all right, sweet. Just use the toilet. Quick, clean it up. And I'll just refold the toilet paper with a little triangle so people won't even know we've been here. And then we went down and we got, like, the super deluxe room. So for $90, we had two bedrooms. Everyone had a bunk, had air conditioning.
It even had a fridge.
It even had a fridge. It even had electricity and running water.
Oh, my God.
It was
the best. This is incredible.
And Owen had a poo in somebody else's house again.
That's right.
What a great kid.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
We've been talking this morning about what you used to do as a kid to make money.
We all did all sorts of different things. I was even a Ghostbuster at one point. I got to be totally honest with you.
Like a real Ghostbuster.
Well, I advertised myself amongst all the neighbours that if you needed any sort of paranormal work, I was the guy. I didn't get any calls whatsoever.
Really?
But I was hopeful. Obviously inspired by a TV show.
Yeah. Hey, Michelle from Big Tree. How did you make coin as a kid?
So I used to dress up as a mascot. So I was actually the rooster for Franklin at Carter Square.
Oh.
So I had giant chicken feet, massive belly, and I used to have to be silent and walk around and dance and hand out balloons to kids. And then at Christmas, I was the elf that used to walk around MacArthur Square singing Christmas carols.
Nice. And how much did you get paid for that privilege?
Not very much, to be honest. minimum wage for sure. And the rooster suit was incredibly heavy and very hot. It had an air conditioning system in it, actually. It was pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
The crazy thing was one day there was an evacuation in MacArthur Square. There was a fire alarm. And I got wedged in between the trolley truck, and trying to exit out of the emergency because my belly was so huge.
Trap chicken.
I had very many a moment, and it was loads of fun, but definitely happy to pack the suit away.
Hey, Michelle, you have a great day. Thanks so much for taking part in the show as well.
Max and Lake Illawarra, what did you do to make a crust?
I jumped in skip bins to crush boxes for my brother-in-law.
You were crushing boxes?
In a bin.
Yeah.
That's a dirty job. Yeah. Somebody's got to do it, I suppose.
$4 I got for 2 hours' work.
What a rip-off.
I was cashed up.
$4 is cashed
up. It's $2 an hour.
Yeah.
But it's all about perception, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. When you don't have it, you want it. Yeah. Chantel in Warragee, what did you make for a few bob?
I used to be a paper girl.
A paper girl?
Doing the paper run?
Yes, doing the Sunday papers.
Ah, so did you do it on a bike? Were you riding around or walking around?
I just used to pull a trolley around with the papers, blow the whistle, and
Blow the whistle.
I did exactly the same
thing.
Really? Really?
Yep. Yeah. Did exactly the same thing.
How much did you get
paid? Used to blow the whistle. Oh, I reckon I got about.
You actually got paid more in tips than you did for the actual job.
Exactly right. Yep. You were able to keep people's change, and they go, "Here you go, mate. There you go. There's a dollar." You're like, wow, this is awesome. The papers back in the day were, I think, 50 cents. Yeah. So it was great from some people.
So this is not throwing the papers. This is at a I have a paper. Do you want to buy it?
Who wants a paper? Read all about it.
Yeah, you get out at 6 o'clock in the morning and blow the whistle and some people go, shut up, mate. Other people would be out the front waiting with the dollar in hand. It was so good.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Jade, how's school holidays going for you? Are the kids getting bored?
Oh, are the kids getting bored? Yeah, they're so long. The 6-week school holiday is too long.
It is way too long. It really and truly is. I mean, we run out of ideas, things to do with our kids. Let's be serious about it. We get bored of it. For me, it's all about units of time, trying to fill in gaps. And a movie at nighttime is a common thing. You know, we're tired. It's
good
time to just sit down and just chill out.
And look, once you organise the snacks and everything like that, that's a good 3 hours taken care of.
That's it. You're covered. The other day, we put on Stan, and I spotted a movie from my childhood called Clue. All right,
Clue.
Now Clue. So it was with Tim Curry, Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future. Yeah. The movie's based around Cluedo, the board game.
Go to that old place. They're all
to
invited
a mansion,
there
and there's somebody, a murder.
Yeah,
and
it's like
and
the
who,
real life Clue.
Now,
Cluedo.
When I was a kid, this was the best. Honestly, it was the best movie I ever watched. I remember being blown away by this movie. At the end of the movie, I remember sitting there with my family as a kid, going, "This was awesome. I want to see it again." And was on video at the time. I want to see this again.
Rewind the VHS,
rewind,
Mom.
Rewind. It'll be ready for me in the morning by the time it's fully rewound.
Yeah.
I told everyone, I said, "Sit down, guys. You're going to love this. I love this as a kid. You're going to absolutely love it." Everyone came in. I built it up. We all sat down there. What a disappointment. Oh, my. What, I must have been the biggest kind of nerdy sort of fella as a kid, because I love this as a kid. Maybe times have changed. Maybe sense of humor has veered off the road since then, but I'm looking over and people are falling asleep on the couch. No one's into this thing. There's moments in it where the humor was meant to be there, and even I'm looking at it going, "This isn't funny. This is a load of crap. What is this rubbish?" I'm looking at the whole family and the popcorn's all been eaten everywhere because they're doing anything to pass the time.
Yeah, that's right.
Everyone's looking around the room. Eventually, the movie came to an end, and honestly, by this stage, tumbleweed had blown through our house. It had just kind of blown in and blown by, and I turned around to everybody and said, "Guys, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. I wasted your entire night. This is probably a low point of your whole holidays. I felt so bad. I mean, have times changed that much?"
Well, I don't know, but I guess in your defence, you did live in Libya in Africa for how many years?
For many years.
That's right, and all you had to play with was a stick and some sand.
Stick and lions. Look, that's all I had.
Any movie would have been a great thing for you back then.
Clearly, the only movie in Libya was The Clue.
That's all we had. There was nothing else. Even, look, when they went to bed, I went in to give him a kiss, and the same thing. I said, "Guys, I'll make up for this, honestly, I promise." And they all just kind of turned away. No one wanted to. No one wanted to talk. I was like, "Well, stop you guys."
You completely deserved it by making them sit through The Clue.
Oh, guys, all I can say is, don't watch it, okay? Just skip it. Move on. That's all
leave
I can recommend.
Glory days in the 80s.
In the 80s. That's when it lasted. It was terrible.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.